This is CICK News.
The Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition is a diverse group that formed in 2004 with an aim to think long-term in regards to cultivating a sustainable future from a sustainable environment in one of Canada's largest wilderness areas of the Upper Skeena. Their office is located in Hazelton, where I sat down with the director of programming to talk about two of their flagship programs, Women on Water, or WOW, and Youth on Water, YOW. Youth on Water is a three-day rafting and environmental stewardship experience which focuses on creating deep connections with the Skeena River and understanding the environment. Each year, the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition offers Youth on Water experience in the communities of Terrace, Gitwangak, Smithers, Whitsett, and Hazelton. This year marks 15 years of Youth on Water, a free program for applicants under the age of 19 to spend 3 days learning the skills of technical river guiding, swift water, and field technician skills, along with building healthy connections to each other, yourself, and the environment surrounding us in the north.
So my name is Anissa Watson, and I work as the Director of Programming Execution at Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition.
Both the Youth on Water and the Women on Water programs, they promote skills training, well-being, connection, culture, and stewardship.
Yep.
Can you speak to me about what some of those words mean to you in regards to these programs?
Yeah. The big thing about getting people out on the river is there's an experience that happens when people spend time either on, in, or near the water that speaks to their own sort of connection. It's hard to explain. But what we notice as an environmental organization and one that really wants to promote individual sense of responsibility to taking care of the land and the river is that when people have that sense of connection, whether it's through having fun, whether it's through cultural history or through food security, that desire to be responsible for the land is inherent. It comes and it just happens, and it's very driven by personal values, personal experience, and a personal desire. And when we can collectively build that in a group of people, in a population, in a region, then we have a really mass strength of environmental stewardship and sense of collective responsibility. The other piece is understanding how important it is to provide safe spaces for people to build their own resilience to climate change and climate catastrophe, which is what we're starting to realize is really impacting especially our young people. So in the space of being on the river and working with other people and having fun and challenging ourselves, we're also able to explore the different factors of ourselves that can be strong, can bounce back from really hard things, and can ignite that spark when we need to stand up to things that scare us. Mm-hmm. Because there's often experiences on the river that will happen where we're challenged physically or challenged mentally that we can apply to other situations in life. And having that memory of those other circumstances on the river can really help us in the future.
In your time working with Youth on Water, what progression do you see happen over this 3 days?
Yeah, I can speak to an experience of being out with a young woman who was facing multiple challenges in her own personal life. And a lot of it was around making decisions that weren't always the right decisions. So we were floating from Kispeyox down to Kasan Village, and she was in an inflatable kayak with one of our guides and another youth. They went through a bit of a rapid. She stayed in the boat and the guide and the other youth fell out. And her decision-making was so good that she went and she got the youth first because she knew the guide could self-rescue. So she went and paddled to the youth, got the youth in her boat, and then paddled to the guide, got the guide in the boat, and then got into an eddy and then checked with both of them to make sure that they were okay. That whole scenario took probably about 5 minutes. Like, it was just a really, like, really quick happening. And when we debriefed it, I asked her, I said, why did you decide to do what you did? And she linked it all to be the priority was the youth who couldn't self-rescue. I knew the guide could self-rescue. And I knew that if we got everybody into the eddy that we were safe. And I then immediately helped her apply that to her own life and just said, look at how you made decisions under pressure. You knew exactly what to do. You helped all these people and you kept yourself safe. Like, how can you just like honor that part of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so empowering too, because you can't have an epiphany for someone.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you make a program that take youth out on the water and turn those youth into people who then later take other youth onto water or women onto water? How do you do that free for 15 years?
So we get incredible community support. That's the biggest thing that keeps us going, is the relationships in all of the communities. So we operate all the way from Terrace, Smithers, Witsit, Gyeonggach. This year we're exploring a community program in Gitignau. And then we work in Hazleton as well, and then provide trips to other areas too. So the biggest thing is our relationships. So we would not be able to do this without the support, trust, and commitment of our community partners. The next piece is through funding. So we are able to access funding from a bunch of different organizations, which is helpful, and just that ongoing support to our program through different funders. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Are applications still open for Youth on Water?
Yep. Yeah, we have applications open on our website and on our Facebook page, or people can call our office and we can help them fill it out.
Yeah. Could you give me a little bit of the nuts and bolts as far as like age range that you're looking at when you consider youth, and then experience as well?
Yeah. Yeah. So we want to make sure that our programs are as accessible as possible. So we will accommodate basically anyone between the ages of 14 to 18 for our Youth on Water program. Physical ability, health, and things like that, we take them into consideration, mostly so that we can ensure that we can accommodate people in our boats. Mm-hmm. There doesn't need to be any prior experience of being on the river. If people feel nervous about swimming, we always let them know, we don't expect you to be able to swim. We have all of the safety gear provided for them, so we can, and then we teach any sort of self-rescue or safety skills needed to be out on the river with us.
What do you understand maybe a little bit better about youth culture that's changed and how youths are experiencing this time in the world?
What I've seen more and more is youth are being driven, I think, through climate concerns to really access and use their voices to speak about what they need and advocate for their future and really hold accountable the organizations and systems that have just let things slide and aren't really looking towards a healthy environmental future for our youth. And also how vocal they are about wanting to ensure that youth have access to the land, to the water, and to the services that they need. And then I think the big thing about being out with the YAO program that hasn't changed over the course of time is how beautiful our area is and how easily we can take it for granted. The things that we see every day from the land and from the road look a lot different from the water.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you to Anissa Watson, the Director of Programming Execution at the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition, for sitting down to speak with me about YAO, Youth on Water, the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition's free 3-day rafting immersive experience. If you want to find out more or apply now, you still can. You can go to skeenawatershed.com, or you can find Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition on Facebook and find the application there. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.